You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette, broadcasting live from my home studio. The coronavirus outbreak could thrust economies around the world into a deep freeze, some analysts say, for upwards of 6 months. And as we all know, this health crisis has meant countries around the globe have effectively shut down. Now, with that said, the markets, they are shifting and changing as quickly as this pandemic is. Joining us live today to talk more is Jason Norris. He is Executive Vice President of Research and Portfolio Management at Ferguson Wellman. Jason, good to have you with us again.
Good. Thanks for having me back.
Okay, so let's just start with the economy itself. And in many ways, you know, it's really come to a standstill for so many people out of work. And a lot of people are saying, you know, this feels like a recession. I mean, is that what we are going into?
Yes, we are heading to a recession, and you may have already been in one for the month of March. But the key there is the stimulus package that came out of Washington tried to lessen the depth of the recession, because the second quarter is going to be pretty deep in economic declines. And that's what investors in the economy is bracing for right now.
So talk a little bit more about that stimulus package that was passed late last week, correct?
Yes. The importance of it is that the funds are going primarily to small businesses and consumers. In 2008, when we were in the Great Recession, the stimulus package that came out of Washington and the Federal Reserve initially went to financial institutions. I mean, they needed the funding. But looking, the crisis now is different, and it's affecting small businesses and consumers. And so this is key to get that money in people's pockets, and they're hoping to do it in the next couple of weeks. And hopefully this will mitigate the slowdown.
So Jason, I think too, whenever we hear the word recession, I mean, for so many people, I mean, that you know, conjures a time of what we, so many of us went through, right? People losing their jobs, the housing market dropping. I mean, so many of us remember going through the Great Recession. Is that what we're headed for again?
We think this slowdown is going to be different. It's going to be deeper in the second quarter as we're seeing the massive layoffs. We had Macy's announced they're going to furlough over 100,000 people. But our sense is with the stimulus, and if this virus kind of fades away throughout the summer, then hopefully we'll see a bounce back in the second half. And so it won't be as long and protracted as the Great Recession of 2008-2009, but it is going to be deep in the second quarter.
We're talking with Jason Norris. He is Executive Vice President of Research and Portfolio Management at Ferguson Wellman. We should mention he also grew up in the Treasure Valley. So Jason, what I'm curious about, though, is what we're seeing today different than what we saw in 2008 as we went into that Great Recession?
It is a lot different, is because this was very surprising. The magnitude of how the economies globally are shutting down. Who would have thought this 2 months ago?
Right.
And so this is what's, I think, weighing on people. But this is also why Washington passed that huge stimulus bill that's going to be almost 10% of US GDP. So I think the reaction is a lot quicker and bigger than what we saw in 2008. And the goal is to mitigate the slowdown, and hopefully people can get back to work later on in 2020.
So also, you know, before this hit, I mean, the U.S. economy was incredibly strong. Does that play into how we move forward at all? Or does that not even matter?
I think it helps. With people were employed, unemployment rate was at historic lows. So yes, it's hard when we see the layoffs, but corporations and businesses were relatively healthy across the board. So it enables businesses, a lot of business, hopefully to make it through this hole we're going to see in the second quarter. But there are going to be businesses who struggle and have to shut down. You know, small restaurants, small businesses, even large businesses such as Macy's, who are laying off hundreds of thousands of people. It's going to be tough for some, but if the economy was in worse shape, then it could be a lot deeper. So I think it's going to help soften the blow, and we'll work our way through it in the back half of this year.
And how will, you know, people who qualify, people are going to be getting those checks in the mail as well to help out. Will that potentially play into this, you know, at all? I mean, we're looking at, you know, if you qualify, what, upwards of, I believe, $1,200 per individual?
Yeah, so that will help. And it, and also the increase in unemployment benefits as well should help consumers and hopefully keep them spending and not allow them to, you know, have to choose between rent, healthcare. Mm. It's that funding will be very beneficial over the next couple months. And if businesses and the economy can rebound, then hopefully those people will be put back to work. And this will be a major speed bump, but hopefully we can put it in the rearview mirror 12 months from now.
Is there any type of silver lining in this? Because right now in the midst of this, I mean, this is just, it feels just like one more blow, right? That we're all dealing with.
It's, I guess, a silver lining, I guess, for at least a lot of people, is you're spending a lot more time with your family, hopefully, if you happen to be in the same town. I guess, you know, people getting together, you know, realizing is we're all in this together. You know, Oregon's been in a shelter at place for the last couple of weeks. I know Idaho just went into it. So it's a team effort, and people have to, you know, stay separated, you know, because we want this to pass. And so hopefully it'll show how strong the U.S., United States is, and we'll get through this.
And from a financial standpoint, what is your best advice for people right now?
Our best advice is to know your goals, know your objectives, and don't panic. If you're a long-term investor and you can ride this out, as a lot of people did in 2008, 2009, you know, stay the course. It can be very emotional in the markets, and you need to look beyond that. But if you have spending needs that are in short term, then you have to evaluate your investments. But if you're a long-term investor, then don't panic and stay the course, and eventually we'll get through this.
I want to thank you so much for joining us today, Jason, and talking about this. We've been speaking with Jason Norris. He's Executive Vice President of Research and Portfolio Management at Ferguson Wellman. Always good to talk with you.
You too. Thank you.
Up next, school and education in the time of coronavirus. I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters.